It's 8 o'clock at night. You have a stack of dirty dishes in the sink, a pile of paperwork on your desk, and your kids want you to read to them. Guess what? There's an app for that. Okay, not the dishes, but you can download a children's book app to your smartphone or iPad. Enhanced children's e-books include narration, animation, and interactive features. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, some kids are getting their very first exposure to books on a digital device.
Michelle Kripalani is deeply invested in Dr. Seuss these days for two reasons. His company, Ocean House Media, has the rights to develop the works of Dr. Seuss as digital books, everything from Green Eggs and Ham to The Cat in the Hat. Kripalani also has a two-year-old daughter, Kentia, who loves Dr. Seuss, especially on her father's iPad.
Boy, she can navigate on that thing. It's incredible. There's something about a child's ability to navigate by touching what they want. And I believe that's the magic here. It's just that the child is able to touch the tree or touch the bird or touch the word that they don't know. And that's really one of the things that just changes everything.
What's that?
The kitty, kitty. Can you touch the cat?
Cat.
Good job.
Meow.
No, Pat.
Kripalani
no.
doesn't consider himself an expert on reading. He began his career as a video game developer. But he says his team was very aware that Theodore Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, cared deeply about literacy. So in developing digital versions of books like The Cat in the Hat, they wanted to use the interactive features to help children learn to read.
And as the app is reading the book, the individual words are highlighting. So the child is getting an association between what they're hearing and the actual word that's being spoken at the time. Or they can also touch on any of the pictures, and they get a picture-word association. So if the child taps on cat, for example, the letter C-A-T float up, and the narrator speaks in a clear voice, cat.
With the ebook market so hot right now, a lot of people are eager to get in on the ground floor. Rick Richter left the traditional publishing world to found Ruckus Media, which develops digital versions of well-known kids' books, as well as brand new book apps like A Present for Milo.
What a 2 to 4 year old wants in an app really is to poke and be satisfied and really a very high degree of interactivity. So Milo has 80 different touch points and 125 different animations. And they're randomized, of course, so every time the child enters, it's a different experience.
A Present for Milo begins simply enough with a story about a cat and a mouse.
Who's there, there, there? Milo, that's who! And away they go.
Words appear as the narrator speaks them, and illustrations come alive when touched. A mouse squeaks. A plane flies. A piano plays. Other book apps developed by Ruckus are less interactive, but they might offer other options, substituting a well-known actor's narration with a parent's voice, for example. Richter believes these apps are an entirely new art form.
People ask us, are you creating books? Are you creating games? Are you creating, you know, animations? And the answer is yes. And that's what we set out to do. Books you can play with and games you can read.
But as you might expect, for some, an app will always be just an app.
It's not a book for a number of reasons.
Philip Nell is a professor of English and director of the Children's Literature Program at Kansas State University.
One is that in a traditional reading experience, the reader is in charge. The reader acts on the book. With the interactive ebook, the reader does still act on the book, but the book also acts on, and depending on the adaptation, sometimes against the reader. So I would say that it's not a book. It's maybe a relative of the book, but it's not quite a book.
Nell agrees with Richter that these apps are something entirely different. He says highlighting the words can be helpful to a young reader, but he thinks some of the sound effects and interactive features may interfere with the process of reading.
Reading may be involved, but there's more to it than that, and it's different than that. It's, you know, we don't read a film, we watch a film. We don't read a video game, we play a video game. And I was trying to think, what's the verb to describe what the enhanced ebook experience is like? Is it work? Is it use? Do we play an enhanced ebook?
It's true that some of the bells and whistles in kids' book apps can be distracting, says Elizabeth Bird. She's a librarian at the New York Public Library who's come up with some criteria for evaluating children's book apps. She says it's important that all the artwork and interactive features in an app are well integrated with the story. Obviously, not all apps are equal, says Bird, but the ones that get it right can take a book to a new level.
They allow you to do things that you really couldn't do before. For example, there's a wonderful Peter Rabbit app that's out right now, which sort of turns Peter Rabbit into a virtual pop-up book. And you can go beyond that. I mean, there are apps where you can touch a word, it will pronounce it for you, but it could pronounce it for you in any language. So you could learn a language a second way by using one of these picture book apps.
Bird doesn't believe apps are about to overtake books. She says kids move seamlessly back and forth between traditional print books and digital books all the time. And if a parent wants to use a book app to distract a child, well, Bird doesn't see a problem with that either.
Let's say that I'm in a grocery store and I see a parent handing their phone to their child. Do I want them to hand the child a game like Angry Birds, or do I want them to hand them Freight Train by Donald Cruz in the app form? I would prefer that they hand them the book.
Kids' book apps are so new, says Michelle Cripollani, it's not surprising there are problems still to be resolved. But when he thinks about his daughter, those questions go away.
I just stand back in awe, and I just say, wow, she is just going to be able to absorb so much faster, so much earlier. It's really, really awe-inspiring when you see a, you know, 3 or 4-year-old child that really gets it.
And of course, just like a good old-fashioned book, an app works best when a parent and child enjoy it together.
Kintia, can you touch the puppy?
Pup.
Can you touch the cup?
Cup.
Good job.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And for links to download A Present for Milo, The Cat in the Hat, and the other apps we just heard about, visit npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.